Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and the Red Dome Restaurant, Smokehouse, and Steak Pit in Quitman, Texas, which is, hands down, my favorite place to eat in the state of Texas. Well, folks, you know, I have the distinct feeling that most of you listening either lease land or maybe you're fortunate enough to own land of your own. If you're not, you may be looking for some land. Well, our next guest is going to be able to help you and me, all of us, learn about the process of buying some rural land, Miss Wendy Johnson. Now, Wendy is United Country Texas Landmark Properties, and her whole focus is rural land. Wendy, thank you for being with us, ma'am.
Well, thank you, Luke. I appreciate you having me on your show today.
And as I told you, our whole goal is to, there's some folks out there probably teetering. They think, I would like to invest and buy me 50 acres or 900 acres or whatever, where I can call it my little piece of Texas and where I could hunt and fish on my own land. So that's what you've built a career on doing, is helping people find places like that, right?
Yes, that is correct. I actually started in the business about 8 years ago and went through an organization called Realtors Land Institute, which I was able to focus on achieving an accredited land consultant designation. There's about 540 of us here in the states that hold that designation, which really helps out on learning, you know, all about the land, which is, as we all know, beautiful, and not each piece of land is the same. But I got into specializing in farm and ranch, ranch development, unimproved land, rural properties, hunting properties, and just have taken it up to the next level of assisting, you know, sellers and buyers of how to invest in these properties. Maybe it's, you know, looking into a cattle ranch or a bull, you know, ranch, hay production, and using their 1031 exchanges to be able to invest in those type of properties.
Well, you know, I guess regardless of what we do in life, dollars are always have to be considered in one form or another. Say someone financing. Say you want to, one of our friends listening wants to buy a couple of hundred acres or 100 acres, and you know, he wants to finance it. How easy now is it to get financing for rural lands?
Yes, good question there, Luke. There are many lenders, we call them also ag lenders, that can really help structure a property. And again, as I said earlier, whether it's for ranch development, hay production, cattle hunting, they have programs that you can get into where you typically a financing through an ag lender, and I can name a few if you like. You know, they require 20 to 25% down on a 20-year loan. And like, I have a bull ranch right now under contract, and we are actually doing lending on the home and the property, and then, of course, you know, buying the bulls and wrapping those into another loan, but closing both of them together under the business plan for those bulls. So it's very interesting of how ag lending, you know, is used, and they even have some of these ag lenders have some, what I'm trying to say is where you can make a profit at the end of the year. And so I really would tell everybody to, you know, reach out to us, land brokers here that can help you and assist you to find the correct or the really good ag lender suitable for what your investment is.
You bet. Folks, we are visiting now with Wendy Johnson, and we're going to leave all of Wendy's contacts here before we get her off, but you've heard probably enough to already know she's well grounded. I never even thought what she's talking about, I believe, is that bucking bulls, the land that you know, for rodeo stock?
That is correct.
See, yeah, who would have thought of that, tying that in to the purchase of the land. I know that there's great value on that bucking stock, so wow. Okay, so if for a qualified person, you know, consider about, you say, 20 or 25% down payment when you're buying rural land is pretty common?
Yes, sir. Yes, and I know some lenders do, you know, given your credit score, can do a 15%. They can get very, you know, creative, if you will, mm-hmm. in those loan packages.
Awesome. Well, for instance, let's do a for instance for the type of places you've got. You know, now it's you do handle land all over, but I guess a lot of it is in the eastern or north part of Texas, right?
That is correct, sir.
Yep. How about around, you were telling me about a 900-acre tract. That's a big tract to me. And then just kind of describe a couple of what you do offer. That'll give our listeners an idea, you know, of what's available.
Sure. On this 900-acre property, it's kind of nice and diversified. We've got hunting, cattle, and it can be used for development. In fact, the seller had already put a concept plan on it. But because the layout on it is so beautiful, it's right outside of Willis Point, Texas here. And it just offers over a mile of road frontage. And then we got less than a quarter of a mile on the back end of it. And two conservation lakes, 20 and a 30-acre lake, trails throughout. So it's just really nicely set up where you can, when I look at these properties, I'm like, wow, we can actually section off the back half because we have road frontage in the back and have your hunting and duck and, you know, fishing mm-hmm. in the back and sell that off. And in the front, we can do development. There you go on your investments. You know, it's just a great investment property. So I do look at that and help try to tell the seller what I believe, in my opinion, that this property would be suitable and how we can cut it up.
I got you. Well, you know, as they say, one picture is worth a million words, and I believe that's true. Folks, give the website. All these properties, you've got them where people can actually look at them, right? I mean, the videos of them.
Yes, they're all done with professional videos. So, they're great to be able to look at my website and even before going out there to see if this property is what you're looking for. And that can be at texlandmark.com.
Yep, texlandmark.com, folks. You can go there and see this, all the properties. And that's a great way. I mean, people, you can talk to folks for a long time, but once they see the video, they know exactly what it looks like from the air. And you said your photographer uses drones to give aerial shots of it and everything. That's pretty neat, you know?
Yes, and sometimes we get lucky on some of our exotic hunting ranches where we got them running.
I've done some helicopter studies with guys. I wasn't doing the studying, I was just riding, but on South Texas ranches, you know, with the helicopter, and that's pretty exciting. One other question, Wendy. I've got buddies that I actually write for several magazines, you know that, but the Texas Deer Association, I've written at least one feature, usually two for each of their publications. High fences, they are very prevalent now in much of Texas, way more prevalent than they were. I'm talking game-proof fences, you know, where people can keep exotics and manage their wildlife. Are you seeing them to be more common than just maybe a decade ago, or, you know?
You know, I think a lot of them are coming back. I have some clients now that when we had purchased a hunting property a few years ago, we put some cabins on it, and then he's like, well, I'm thinking about doing exotics and high fence, and I said, do it. I said, it's the way this land is, and I think also your ROI would be great. So getting his fencing going and getting the exotics of breeders and all that, the right person to buy them from. And I've seen some more going up. So in Northeast Texas over here.
I've got a good buddy, Mike Ford, that was a, he has a ranch up in Red River County. Mike's our guest mm-hmm. quite often. Great guy. But he says, you know, he's fenced their old Ford family ranch, you know, they've been in the family since the 1800s, but Mike's had that fenced, and he says that's the way, Luke, to, if you have a small, and small acreage, he's talking about a few hundred acres, you know, not necessarily 10,000 acres, but he says that's the way to manage, you know, and it is. You can, there's all kind of pros and cons on that, but as an old outdoor rider, I've hunted a lot of high fence ranches. I do a lot of bow hunting, and I can tell you one thing, more often than not, I've come away without that particular buck or whatever. It can be very challenging, but I'm getting us a little bit off topic. I'm back on hunting again, Wendy. You gotta watch me.
No, I love it. In fact, we're closing on a 9,000-acre ranch here in 3 weeks, so we're quite excited about that one.
Oh, yes, you bet. Well, Wendy, let's hook everybody up. Folks, get the pencil out. You can remember this website, texlandmark.com. Is that right, Wendy? Make sure we get this right.
Yes, texlandmark.com.
Very easy. And they can go there and see the properties and learn about what you do. And I want to get you back. I guarantee you we've hit a chord with a lot of folks that are on the border of thinking about buying rural land or a place of their own. So I really appreciate you being with us, Wendy. And we'll get you back and maybe get into some particulars maybe of you know, things people should know when they're purchasing rural land. How about that?
Well, thank you for having me, Luke, and I look forward to coming back soon to talk more about tips your audience will love.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.